Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Do you know that I do not know how Marquise feels about pancakes? You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and Chef Joe Gatto is in Studio 2, and it is pancake time.
Make pancakes. I want that opening every time. That was amazing.
It's a great opening. Pancake time here. We're making pancakes today. We decided in January we were going to do pancakes in pajamas.
Yeah.
Neither of us are quite in our pajamas here. You are in sweats that you work out. Do you sleep in your sweats? Do you sleep in your workout clothes?
Is that something we should talk about on air?
I think it's completely appropriate.
Yes. This is pretty much like my workout, lays around, watch a movie outfit.
There you go. And I confess, I am in work clothes, which are my pajamas, and here's why. I am so tired at the end of the day that if it is at all possible to sleep in what I wore to work that day, the secret is I'm probably going to bed in it, Joe. Probably not even bothering to change if I can avoid it.
I totally get it. Yeah. I mean, three kids.
There you go.
I'm falling asleep everywhere.
So when we are sleepy, whether it's at night or in the morning, one of the things we might make is pancakes.
I absolutely adore pancakes.
Do you make them any time of day?
Yeah, I mean, this has been breakfast, lunch, and dinner since I can remember.
Yeah.
And, you know, my thing is, it's a great time with the kids.
Yeah.
And I love this kind of time. If you look on my Instagram at Chef Joe Gatto, we did, like, reindeer ones.
Oh, my God, the reindeer was fantastic. And folks, it's got banana eyes. What's the red nose? What did you use?
Strawberry
for the nose, right?
Yep. And then candied bacon for the antlers.
Right. You snuck in some healthy, some unhealthy there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've got to do that. And, you know both the girls, they love doing it together. And for me, that's what food is, right? It's not just about what we're eating. It's about that time that we're sharing and that time that we're connecting. And I'm not going to get this time back. I still cook with my son, Benjamin, right? He's 14, being 14. And, you know, we still cook together. But this time when the girls are young and you're just making pancakes on a Saturday morning, that's
the time.
Yeah.
So tell us how to make a Joe Gatto from scratch pancake.
I mean, this one, I didn't grind the flour for. I used...
I'm so offended. Thank God.
I'm really slacking here.
Like I have to grind
flour. I'm just
going to
apologize to everyone right now. I'm really sorry.
So this is what? All-purpose flour?
So this is AP flour.
Okay. Yep. We're going to call it AP flour, like it's advanced placement flour?
Yes. Yes, it's flour. Done very well, and we're very proud of it.
All right. We've got all-purpose flour.
Not like that wheat flour. We don't want to talk about that.
All right.
So one of the things that I don't do with everything, but keeping the dry and the wet separate is important here.
Okay.
So flour, salt, a little baking soda, a little baking powder.
You put those together first.
Yeah, and you really need the leavener. That's what makes this stand out from a crepe, right? It's a little thicker, and not quite as thin. And then egg, butter, and I do just a touch of milk.
Okay, now before you can, so you've got a little induction cooktop here.
Yep.
You're going to spray some cooking spray in the pan while you're starting to put that in. This is one of the big questions, right? What's the right heat to start a pan at for pancakes, and what's the right heat to cook a pancake at?
I'm a medium-high.
From the beginning to the end?
Yeah.
All the way through?
Yeah.
Okay.
But one of the things you have to know is that first pancake just never works.
No, okay. So, like, Amanda said this. Amanda Beland produced this segment. She said
Amanda.
I had not really heard that. So, the first pancake is the one that you snack on while you're making the other ones for the rest of the family because it's not very good?
Yeah. I always feel like it doesn't get quite the right color because the pan isn't quite hot enough.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you can get lucky. One of the things, and I mean, typically I wouldn't mess with this, but you see the bubbles coming up? So, the bubbles are popping to the surface.
Yeah.
Right? That's a sign that... That's a good sign.
Okay, so pause for a second. How long do you let the pan heat at medium high before you put your first pancake in?
I mean, probably like a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, not
all
too
right.
long.
So then you put your first pancake in and you don't even think about looking on the bottom
right.
until the batter is bubbly on top?
So it starts bubbling and I should start to see
tension.
The side getting a little opaque and getting some tension,
getting some tension around the edges, some bubbles on top.
Right, and see how the bubbles are starting to, now they hold their shape.
Yep.
Right? It's not just constantly doing it. So I'm going to show you the bottom real quick.
Okay. And now we see look that? And we've got this nice sort of variegated, some gold, some dark brown, and that's when we flip.
Did you say agated?
Variegated.
Variegated.
I said it's something very fancy. Yes. We're speaking with Chef Joe Gatto here in Studio 2, by the way, while we're making pancakes from scratch. And here's a couple things that we have established so far. You can eat them any time of day.
Oh, yeah.
One. Two, Jeff and I have terrible pajama practice. Hopefully you at home do a better job with your pajama. Jeff, Joe and I have terrible pajama practice. Yep. Hopefully you do better at home. Next, keep your dry ingredients together first before you add your wet ingredients.
Yep.
Can you use water? Do you have to use milk?
No, you can use water.
Almond or oat or
1,000%.
Is there anything you can't or should not use as a liquid? Let's put alcohols aside. Anything you can't or should not use as a liquid?
I mean, you know me. I'm a do whatever you want kind of person. And use what I've done it with, you know, coconut creamer when I didn't have milk.
Okay.
So it doesn't really matter. And what I'm looking for, you can see the leavener now gives it a little bit of a rise.
Right.
Right?
And that, and what is the leavener in this case again?
It's baking
the
powder.
Baking powder.
Yeah, and baking soda.
All right. Does it,
baking powder.
I have long wanted to know this, and I'm embarrassed that I don't know the answer to this. How do you know when it's supposed to be baking powder and when it's supposed to be baking soda?
Well, Joe? The baking soda reacts with an acid.
Okay.
So I use like a buttermilk in this.
Yeah. Then you use soda.
Right. So
if I'm using water,
I use both because I like it a little fluffy.
Okay.
Some people don't. Some people do. Like for the milk that I used today, I put in a tablespoon of vinegar.
Okay.
And let it sit for 5 minutes because it kind of sours it.
All right.
So it's like a buttermilk.
Got it.
Because I didn't have buttermilk handy.
Right. So you use vinegar milk, but it will actually taste good. There we go.
Here we go.
All right. So now here's our first pancake. It's fluffy. It's got that brown smell to it. It's got that that variegated color to it. We got some dark brown, some light brown, some golden. You didn't even need to use butter in the pan. You could have used butter.
I could have used butter in the pan.
I'm a big fan of the butter in the pan, Joe.
I just was afraid of smoke detectors.
No, fair enough. And are pancakes, in your mind, a flavor unto themselves or really a vehicle for the things that you put on them, pour over them, dip them in?
I mean, a little bit of both. You know, like I love pancakes for what they are, but I like flavoring them up sometimes, like chocolate chips, blueberries. We do like a cinnamon one.
Okay.
And different kinds, you know, we experiment with the syrups and making strawberry syrups, blueberry syrups.
What do we have for syrup today?
This is just straightforward.
Good old-fashioned syrup.
Yep, just good old-fashioned. That's one thing I really want to do is tap a maple tree.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't done that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, of all the things I've done, that's not one of them. I really want to do that.
All right, before we taste, and we will taste, but you're like, no, seriously, I'm going to make another one. All right,
yeah,
before we
I
taste,
can't not be busy.
You just talked about you know, fruit in the pancakes, chocolate chips in the pancakes. So this is my next question. Let's say you have in your household somebody who wants blueberries, somebody who wants chocolate chip, and somebody who wants banana.
Done.
Can you put the pancake batter in the pan and then put the fixins in the batter the pan?
Right.
1,000%. It doesn't have to be mixed in the bowl.
No, you can
pop it in there on the pancake as it's laying in the pan. And is
1,000%.
That your preferred method?
I mean, I've done it both ways.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, the cool thing about this is we've done pancakes where there's no sugar in it, and I kind of flavored them up a little bit, and we've done, like, pulled pork on them.
Okay.
Like, just using them for
anything.
A savory vessel as well.
A
little, you know, like, corn cakes.
Yep.
All different, and I just love this kind of method. And we did crepes here before.
Right.
And crepes is another thing, right? Just we have no leavener and it's a thinner batter. The ratio is different, so it will spread.
All right, so I'm going to use my fingers now
yes.
while you're cooking. I'm going to take a fold of this pancake and I'm going to take a taste. And while I do, I'm going to ask you, what do you love to talk to your kids about while you're making pancakes? What are the family conversations that only emerge when you've got the pajamas on, you got the pancakes going?
Oh yeah, it's typically, I mean, if it's my youngest daughter, if it's Skylar, we're talking animals, we're talking what she does with her friends outside, what game she's playing, but mostly it's about the animals that live in our house, the seemingly thousands of animals that live in my house, the cats and what they're thinking and what they would say if they talked, you know,
Remind
things like
us
that.
How old Skylar is.
She is 5, going on 6 in February.
Oh, there we go.
So I do, you know, I voice all the animals in our house constantly as if they're talking. And we talk like just about goofy stuff.
And your 14-year-old, will he speak at all?
I mean, he'll grunt when he eats, and which I think is means this is very good, Dad. Thank you so much for preparing this. I'm pretty sure that's 14-year-old language for yummy. But yeah, he occasionally, you know, lifts up the mop, mm-hmm. and I can see his face, and he says, "I like this," mm-hmm. and his deep Peter Brady kind of cracking voice, you know.
Yeah.
And he's as tall as I am now. He got my wife's genes.
So that's the time that you're getting with him as he's changing.
This is all the cooking. That's the time that I remember with my mom, you know, in the kitchen, sharing all that time, sharing all those stories, just growing so close over making dishes. And then those become such an anchor for the rest of my life, because I'll make a dish like meatloaf and mashed potatoes. It sounds simple, but that reminds me of my mom and me in the kitchen, and I got to take over the mashed potatoes. Like, those are things that I know my kids will never forget. So it makes it super special. So each dish to me connects me more to them. So it's not just food, you know, it's a lot deeper.
So these are beautiful pancakes. Not as beautiful as the stories you just told, but they are beautiful pancakes.
Are they good?
Yeah, so it's interesting because they're not super thick and yet they taste super fluffy. And that combination is really interesting. So as we close here, your favorite topping for a pancake.
My favorite topping for a pancake,
yeah,
it's hands down, it's strawberries and fresh whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
There you go.
All day. I mean, I just stuff those in my face as fast as I can.
And what are we going to talk about next time you're here? What are we going to make?
Oh, rumor has it it's going to be ramen.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. I'm making it all from scratch.
Fantastic.
Ramen, baby.
Fantastic.
You're going to open it for me.
But for now, Chef Joe Gatto, thank you for making some lovely stories and pancakes from scratch.
As always, thank you so much for having me. You guys are the best. I love being here.